listening to the Monster Mashup.
Welcome back to the Monster Mashers podcast. If you're the one responsible for putting the hamster in the microwave on Maniac Mansion, welcome home. I'm your boy, Candy Andy.
Oh my God.
Nobody got that? Anybody get that? Deep cut?
No.
It's a deep cut.
Look it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, that's awful. My name is Crystal.
I am Christopher Catastrophe.
I'm Camelon Xavier.
I have a confession to make.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent $11 on a slice of cheesecake last night.
How?
Oh my God, dude.
How?
And I also spent $10 on a Bloomin' Onion because I wanted just a few little bites of it, and I knew I wasn't going to commit,
dude,
and I still did it.
We ate.
So you guys went to Outback?
Dude, I had no idea how expensive that shit was. I felt bad. I spent money on dumb shit, but I was like, I felt really bad at the end. I was like, dude, I could have bought fucking like... half a thing of groceries with that fucking money. Shit, I'm never eating there again, dude. That sucked.
Yeah, Outback sucks.
It was okay. It wasn't worth the money. I'll eat Taco Bell any day over that.
That cheesecake was really good, though.
Not worth the fuck. I'm telling you, dude.
I'd honestly eat Taco Bell over anything.
Dude, me too. I love the shit
out of Taco Bell. We should see if they'll sponsor us.
That'd be great.
So badass.
I literally said...
Spooky, spicy taco.
I literally said we should have went somewhere else, but we went there instead. Listen, that cheesecake was really good, though.
Yeah.
$11 good. I feel like
$5 is fine.
I don't think cheese and cake should touch each other.
I think you are an awful person, and I don't want you ever back in my house again.
Fair enough. We'll do it outside.
A cheesecake? Fuck me up. But I probably will still eat cheesecake.
Oh my
really?
God.
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant.
I just found out that I was lactose intolerant.
Yeah?
I was wondering why I was pooping so bad, and I found out. Stop eating so much cheese, yep. Ding
nope.
Dong.
Nope.
That happens to a lot of people, really. I feel like it's just an age thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because I'm like, everybody...
Can you adjust the mic a little bit more?
I'm like, everybody I know is lactose intolerant. This is weird. There must be something in the cheese. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. We're all in our 30s.
Yep.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I do not care.
She does not care.
I literally will shit out a brick for some goddamn cheese.
That's good podcasting right
there. It is so tasty. I don't care.
Man, can you even imagine drinking a glass of milk? I can't.
Ew. I can't, but here's the thing. When I was a kid, I had to drink a glass of milk with dinner.
Me too.
Yeah, that was a thing.
We never did that.
You got to drink your milk. So we had to drink a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm.
What? You're just staring into space, bro.
Just thinking about stuff.
I'm really hot right now. No, we just got off our first financial meeting. Great success. I'm gonna tell him.
Tell him.
We were thinking about going to a convention this year and getting a booth, but we found a fucking loophole.
We found a loophole, which I think is genius.
I feel so stupid. We'll tell you later. I feel so stupid that we didn't think about this earlier.
It just makes more sense.
It's just like now, instead of sitting down, we get to stand up.
Yeah, walk around.
Yeah.
Which is what you're going to do anyway.
I really love cheesecake.
I swear to fucking God.
Also, Twizzlers. Love them.
She won't shut up about Twizzlers.
Love them.
They're disgusting.
Twizzlers, these nuts.
Don't do that.
No.
What?
You don't want a Twizzler.
Twizzlers.
Ew.
You're going to have to go to the doctor.
That's like a pretzel these nuts.
Doctors aren't real.
He untwizzles your dick.
Twizzle these nuts.
I think
it's my joke anyway.
Pretzel is not.
Also, it's Twizzler hardly newer, by the way.
You love a good pretzel, too.
I love the shit out of pretzels.
Oh, God.
This little shit. Yeah.
Why? It's just bread with salt on it.
It's chemically burned bread.
And it's tasty.
Chemically burned?
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck, where's
my phone?
What do
you mean?
So they take it and they take a base solution.
Who?
Whenever you're making a pretzel.
People who make a pretzel.
So Snyder's.
Sure.
Okay.
God, who cares? Yeah, Amy Ann.
They take the dough and they boil it in a alkaline solution for a moment.
Right.
Oh, so it's boiled in salt.
No, not salt.
Nope.
It's just a base solution. I think it might be baking soda.
It's baking soda.
Baking soda, don't see me.
What?
No, man,
I'm just trying to come up with puns here.
Dumb.
Also, we were talking about, are we going to tell them what we're going to
do?
No, I think we should because it gives them time. We're going to go to...
I think it's a good idea.
Well, if you work at this convention and you're going to try to rat us out and try to not get us to do this, we're going to do it anyways. The Indianapolis Days of the Dead. Indianapolis Days of the Dead. I don't know what day. I don't know if we're going to do the whole weekend. It's who fucking knows? 5th, 6th, and 7th. We're going to be there. And we're going to be handing you goodie bags out.
Yeah.
Fighting the system.
Yeah. We're doing reverse trick-or-treating.
There is no fighting.
They said, all right, it's going to be fucking $355 for a booth. And we're going to give you two tickets. And you got to pay $80 more to get in after that. And
makes
we're like,
zero sense.
No thanks.
And then now we're gonna turn you around and start putting stuff in your bottle.
We're mobile, bitch.
God.
So expect to see us there.
Yeah.
We'll announce what day, if it's multiple days. Who fucking knows? It'll be at least one day. Probably Saturday.
The dead. We're coming for your
probably
ass.
A Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a good Saturday.
Now I might get a hotel, actually, there.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Only if I can bring my Huckles.
No, that's true. We can't do that.
I'll come take care of the Huckleberry for you.
No.
Yeah, I'll feed him.
No.
Yeah, I'll feed him.
No.
I'll give him treats.
No.
Throw the ball around.
No.
How hard can having a dog be? You know what I mean? No, stop doing
all right,
that.
Let's get into it.
Into what?
I don't know, but
topic.
We could do topic. We could do ad space. I don't know if anybody has that queued up.
I might.
And he just yawns into the ad space.
I don't know how many times we're supposed to play this ad X amount of times. And you know what? I really like this ad, so we're gonna keep playing this ad until we want to. So
you try it. You just might like it
because these
just
people are it. Fucking cool. So here you go.
I can't believe spooky season's over.
Yeah, every damn November 1st, I just get super super bummed out.
If only there was somewhere that had something fun, spooky, and safe, something real.
What if I told you guys that there were places right here in our area that are haunted and available to visit?
Well, I'd have to see that for myself.
Well, we're putting in the legwork for everyone and checking out all these locations and doing an episode for each one. The folks you want to talk to are Saving the Old Properties or STOP. They have the Stone Mansion, the Randolph County Asylum, Jim Jones Boyhaired Church, and so much more. All available to spend the night in. Don't believe in the paranormal or don't know what to do when you get there? They can provide equipment and even instructions on how to use it. Learn the history of these spooky old buildings and help support a good cause of preserving local history.
Contact them at 765-808-8730. That's 765-808-8730. Wow.
Spooky music.
I do like the music in that a lot.
Me too.
Really though, if you want to get your spot reserved, especially for the asylum, Randolph County Asylum,
books
up quick. So if you're thinking about getting that on, in spooky season, it could be booked up already. I don't know, but I would definitely do that. Also, if you haven't listened yet, our last two episodes?
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Blackford County Jail. That place is fucking crazy. That's
sick.
That's amazing. That's a good spot to get to. All their locations that we've been to are legitimately, I would say, haunted. They're active for sure.
You know what I think the scariest part was?
Mm.
That fucking floor upstairs.
Oh, God. Yeah, dude.
That was crazy.
It just, when you walk on it, it makes, because it's what it is, it's sheet metal over a grate.
Oh, yeah.
But
I hated that.
But most of it, it's not completely flat on the ground. It's kind of bent up. So when you step on it, it compresses. And when you step off of it, it pops back up and it's loud
as
fuck.
It's super loud.
Super loud.
Super loud.
Super loud.
Scared me.
Super loud.
Scared me every single time.
But we are going back in February. We're going to go to the Randolph County Asylum. So that's the big daddy there.
I'm excited for that.
I don't know how many people we're going to have there. We're going to have quite a bit because we're going to, I imagine, probably bring all of our spouses and
I'm not bringing
wives
shit.
Or girlfriend because we're gonna break it up in teams, man. We're gonna try to get as much evidence as possible.
I'm bringing Huckleberry.
He'll be there. Maybe.
No, you're not.
God damn it!
It'll be like Scooby Doo.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll probably run away and break a leg or something someplace.
He's supposed
God,
to run
don't
away.
Say
He's
that.
Scooby Doo.
We should bring it's hockey. True.
I don't think that's part of the contract.
Yeah, it will be.
So you're Freddie, you're Velma. No, you're what's the redhead's name?
Daphne. Oh,
they're both redheads. Yeah, you're Daphne. I'm Velma. You're Shaggy, and then the dog comes. Whatever his name is, can't remember it. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Huckleberry.
Scrappledoo.
Skibbledop.
Scat porn.
Skibbledy dribbledy.
Ew.
Scribble, scribble.
You guys know what a skibbity is?
No.
That sounds gross.
I know it does. It's like the big bad in a in like a video game. Huh. It's a skibbity.
You ever watch? You guys probably aren't You guys probably aren't as obsessed with Predator Catcher videos as I am, but. There's a guy, he goes by Skeet Hansen, and he's one of the most popular ones. He acts like Chris Hansen, but like at the end of the thing, he's like, all right, cops are here. I just want to let you know, you've just been skeeted in 4K. This girl I used to work with, she does like a lot of the decoy stuff for those guys. And I see her pop up in there every once in a while.
Oh,
it's
that's
cool. Cause,
sad.
Well, no. She's like helping catch them.
Right.
It's badass, dude. Cause they're like,
just
I mean,
Ash them, catch them.
This isn't just like, oh, we got, you know, 10,000 views. They're like getting millions of views per episode. So they're like, they're up there.
Damn it.
And it's really cool.
We got to get on their train.
Yeah.
We got to get one of them on here.
Yeah. And we'll just talk about, we'll just
say, we don't want one of us to be on there.
I don't think that's a good idea. No.
That was flawless.
Like that would be just like the most fucked up ad campaign ever. It's just like
pretending to be a tracker.
God.
No, and they're like, actually, guys, I was just kidding. I just wanted you guys to talk about my podcast.
No, the Skeet Hansen guy always has to meet him up at like a Walmart or a Meijer in the shoe section because he's like, you need help finding some shoes there. You're looking for the AirPred ones.
What?
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
It's so funny, dude. Okay. What are we talking about today?
Wait, hang on. I want to rewind a little bit because I like when you said, I don't know if you guys are into Predator videos like I am.
Before I had a stroke.
Predator catching.
Sure, whatever.
You did.
But did you for a second think about like the Predator, like Alien versus Predator? Yeah, me too. Me too.
What?
Okay. All right. Topic at hand. I apologize.
Stupid. Mm-hmm. God.
Like, it's just videos. But all it really is, there's an infrared. It's just videos that are infrared.
Interestingly enough, I would just watch that.
Yeah.
It sounds soothing. Oh, sometimes I put on the AM stations, the ones that don't work. And just listen to the weird sounds that go through it.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like when you listen to like
Spirit Box.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's cool beans.
Yep.
Maybe the spirits are all in the AM.
Nice.
Speaking of spirits, this one really isn't. This one's kind of about spirits.
It's scary.
This one, honestly, it kind of fucked me up a little bit. Scary. We are talking about the possession and exorcism of Anna Elizabeth. Or Annalise Mitchell.
Yes.
Or Michael. Mikkel.
Don't like it. Not a good name.
She was born in 1952.
Born a poor black man.
She was born 21st September. Rude. I think that makes her a Virgo.
Oh.
A Virgo?
I think so.
What now?
That's interesting.
But yeah, in Germany.
Okay.
In Klinberg in West Germany. Her father was a sawmill operator, but apparently he had aspirations at one point to become a priest. And then in her extended family, there were three nuns. So, like, the family's, like, super duper Catholic, yes.
Catholic these balls.
And they were a fairly well-to-do family, like, with the sawmill. Like, they were the artisans in the town. Mm-hmm. Like, they weren't, like, rich. But they had enough money to where, like, each child had their own bedroom, which was something that was kind of unheard of at the time. Most of the time, children would share bedrooms.
Rightly so, little bastards.
Yeah.
I mean, but we shared bedrooms, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
I never had my own bedroom.
I share a bedroom with Crystal.
I have literally never, ever, ever had my own bedroom.
Oh, really?
In my entire life.
Never have I ever had my own bedroom.
ever.
Put a finger down.
Go ahead.
My own bedroom. Put a finger down. My own bedroom edition.
Have you ever had your own bedroom? No.
No, I don't think Chris and I have either.
Yeah, we have.
When?
When we lived in Muncie, and I had that room down in the basement, and you had the other room upstairs.
That's true. That's when I was first exposed to Evil Dead. You scared the fuck out of me.
You also lived at your grandparents' house, and you had your own bedroom.
I did, yeah. Okay, so
if
yeah.
If you do not stop fucking around with your microphone.
Here we go. We're good. Sorry.
Annalise had an older sister who passed away, but then they had, I think she had three other sisters that were younger than her. Anyways, Annalise was a really smart girl. She really excelled at school. Her family was, super religious. They would go to mass twice a week.
God.
It's too much mass.
Too much mass. Not enough energy.
Yes.
I love that.
Wow. Science rules.
Anyways, Annalise, when she was 16, she had a seizure at school. She said that night she felt like a heavy feeling on her body,
mm-hmm.
and she pissed the bed.
Relatable.
That little
that is wild.
Yeah, so ooh. they really didn't do anything about it at that point because it was just like a one-time thing. She felt weird. About a year later, like the exact same thing happened. So this time they took her to the doctor. They diagnosed her with psychosis caused by temporal lobe epilepsy. She was also subsequently diagnosed with depression, and she was also treated in a psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
During her stay in the hospital, she claimed to hear sounds and see colors whenever she would recite the rosary.
That's super scary to me.
But later on, those sounds started to turn into hallucinations. Like the colors took shape and the sounds became voices telling her that she was damned.
Oh, gosh darn it.
She was going to hell.
I used to work with a guy that said, he would say fuck, but he'd say gosh fucking damn it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Or he'd say gosh fucking, no, he'd say gosh fucking dang it. And I said, why don't you just say goddamn? I'm Christian. I said, bro.
It means the same thing. Whether you're saying gosh or God, it would mean the same thing. You know what I mean?
I work with this older guy, and he almost says shit every time. This dude is religious. He goes, shh.
Wait, so like instead of saying shit, he just goes shh.
He goes, shh. I think he says shit in his free time, but he just doesn't want me to hear it.
Oh.
We're getting pretty close. I like that. I like the dude.
He's a librarian.
Do you guys do you guys just like have a reset thing? Like you walk into a place and you like need to reset because your brain's going 100 miles per hour and you need to like reset what's going on.
It's called smoking Delta 8.
What do you mean?
Like, you walk into a room and you're like, okay, all right, got this.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I'm going to try it right now.
Yeah, got this.
How do you feel? Good.
Fucking annoyed.
I feel exactly the same.
Yeah, oh, okay. I feel like I just wasted two breaths.
All right, but Annalise would do what's called genuflections, 600 of them a day. And a genuflection is where, when you are praying, you will touch your knee to the ground as a sign of subservience to the deity. She did this until she fucked up the ligaments in her knees.
Deity's nuts.
We're on fire today.
That is insane.
Yeah. They started to feel like, this might be something going on with her, like spiritually.
Right.
So in her fits, she once barked like a dog for 2 days straight underneath the table. She also reportedly lapped up her own urine off the floor.
Who hasn't done that?
She ate spiders, which isn't cool. Coal. She ate coal.
Yeah.
Like rocks.
She was just trying to make diamonds.
That's probably not good for your stomach.
No.
No, it's actually very good for your stomach.
And she also ate the head of a dead bird that she found.
Aw, Black Sabbath style.
Yep. While screaming. She would just scream and scream and scream. At one point, she also started to display things like superhuman strength. Like at one point, she was holding an apple in one hand and squeezed it and crushed it with enough force that pieces of apple flew across the room.
I've done that before.
No, you've not. You've not crushed an apple with one hand.
She dropped her iPad.
I did.
Pieces of
I apple have everywhere.
Big facts.
She would also like throw her sister around the room like she was like weighed nothing. She would just grab her sisters and just fucking toss them.
That's insane.
Yeah. She would frequently rip off all of her clothing and run through the house naked.
Nice. Relatable.
She also allegedly chewed on some urine-soaked underwear. So she had some underwear that she had pissed in, and then she was chewing on them.
She would have made a lot of money if OnlyFans was around back then. Yeah.
And she would attack anybody that got close. Like, she would attack. She would bite, claw, kick, punch.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, her family is, like, watching her in, like, two-hour shifts. She had to be moved up to the attic because she's, like, kept on saying, like, you know, they won't let me, you know, stay down there where it's warm. I need to be where it's cold. So she would be up in the attic, you know, but, you know, hot or cold, because this went on for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was in the attic.
That's wild.
But what's crazy is...
All of it.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't always consistent. So, like, this went on throughout high school. They ended up taking her to the doctor and getting her medication and things like that. That didn't happen until she was around 20.
Yeah.
Aw.
So, yeah, around 20, she became intolerant of religious objects, like crucifixes, and claimed that she was hearing voices. Her condition got worse and worse and worse. She was saying that they wouldn't let her eat. Whenever she would try to eat, either she couldn't swallow it, she was saying, like, they're holding my throat closed, or she couldn't open up her mouth to eat.
What?
So then they, yeah.
Who are we thinking they is?
Demons.
Demons. She's possessed. Her family thinks that she's possessed. They're not super religious.
So, like, right now, they're not full on convinced that she's possessed yet. They think it might be something medical. So they're taking her to the doctor.
She's not quite possessed.
She's possessed.
She's a little dumb, but she'll be all right, I guess.
So, like, but they did take her to the doctor. The doctor prescribed medication, and they actually tried different medications for 5 years, but there was just no improvement in any of her symptoms. So with no answers to be found with medicine over the course of 5 years, they started to believe that she was possessed by a demon. What's wild is, you know, at this point, she is like 25 years old. So throughout part of this, she's also still going to school sometimes, mm-hmm. like going to college and like doing well.
What the fuck?
Because there'll be periods where this is happening and then she might be fine for a month.
Okay.
And then it pops back up again and it just kind of in and out. But all throughout all of it, they said, you know, it affects her daily life. Whenever she tries to do things, like for instance, at one point she's trying to get back home from college, they won't let her leave. Anytime that she would go to try to get on the bus, her legs and arms would seize up.
Okay. I have a theory, but that's okay. So what do we think would happen then? You're like, okay, my legs and arms seize up. I can't go home. She just, lays in her dormitory or something?
Yeah. Well, goes back to the dorm, has the people bring her back with her.
Yeah.
So at this point, Annalise's family contacted the Catholic Church. They requested an exorcism. Initially, they were denied twice.
Denied.
Yeah, because it takes a lot to get approved for exorcism.
For the big exorcism, really? They have minor exorcisms they can do. And they did do several minor exorcisms. And that's what convinced the priests that she was possessed.
Yeah.
So then that was what they needed to go and then talk to the bishop.
Right.
To get granted permission to do the exorcism.
What the fuck? You can't just be like, hey, bro, can you come over and throw some holy water on this bitch?
Nope. It is extremely, extremely hard to get an exorcism. Not just anybody can go in there and say, hey, I need an exorcism. You have to go talk to a priest. The priest has to go into the house and talk to the family and get some general basis and understanding of the family dynamic before they move forward.
Don't let him around your sons, though, because he is a Catholic priest.
And
that's
then
part
after
of the deal, though.
That, it's like your response to their minor rites of exorcism that will make them go...
Emphasis on minor.
That will make them say, oh, we need to do a full-blown exorcism. And even at that point, there's no guarantee that the bishop is going to grant that exorcism.
Huh. Pretty I had no idea.
Wild.
I had no clue.
Yep. So yeah, finally in 1975, they got permission from the bishop to go ahead and do the big exorcisms.
big exorcisms.
Excuse me for
I mean,
a
it's
second.
A also, major that's, that is right.
Major right.
Exorcism. It's a major right major of right. exorcism. R-I-T-E.
Major right.
Chris is over there eating coal.
God. So anyway, so the exorcism, they get permission to do the exorcism. Mm-hmm.
They do. And eventually it comes out that there are actually six demons possessing her.
Yeah.
Hot.
Lucifer, Cain, Hitler.
The Undertaker.
Judas, Nero, and an excommunicated priest, Valentine Fleischmann.
Hot.
He was excommunicated for drunkenness, womanizing, and murdering a man.
Like, sounds about like Catholic priest, doesn't he?
By beating him to death.
Holy cool. shit.
And he also apparently beat some woman to the point where, like, she was, like, bedridden for a month.
God. I could never imagine hitting but somebody so hard repeatedly to where, like, I would kill them.
Yeah.
That.
I definitely can.
And this guy's
I mean,
a priest.
I can say, like, yeah, I could do that. But when it really came down to it, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, for me, when I get that mad, I lose control. And I wouldn't probably remember it. I get, like, blackout. When I get that angry, I get blackout angry.
Sounds yeah. about right.
Fucking, you, I mean, we all, we're, yeah. I think it's
watch
a guy
out,
thing.
It's a guy thing.
It's a guy thing.
What the, fuck you. What? Watch out, Camelon.
So, though she did have prior knowledge of Fleischmann, because the exorcist, like, the priest had talked to her about it. Like, they were sitting there talking about it, and they were talking about these files on Fleischmann that they had come across randomly.
Fleischmann.
Mm-hmm. She knew about it.
She heard them saying it.
She heard them saying it, but then later on when she was possessed and, like, they were doing the exorcism, the demons relayed details that they had not relayed to her.
Okay. Fuck. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I love it when people who, like, go into comas and wake up and just speak, like, fluent French, even though they didn't speak French before.
Yeah.
That's kind of indicative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of impossible because unless you were around somebody that, like, well, even if you're around French people, if you haven't learned it, you're not going to learn
but,
it. But, your brain just doesn't have a spot that's like, oh, this
wait,
is the French section.
Wait, but wait, what if then, like, what if you could argue that that is what a past life?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Fucking
that's
cool.
what a past life would be?
Yeah.
But so, like, what I'm saying is.
Or it could just be a demon.
If you, like, get knocked unconscious, you wake back up and you're, like, regressed into a previous life. Weird. So that's why maybe you previously were a Frenchman.
Or here's this theory. I don't think I made it up.
Speak French.
I don't think I made this theory up, but I know. Okay, so it's like the theory, like, Chris, you know what I'm talking about. It's like the tentacles coming down from the universe type theory.
Yeah,
like,
hot. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So it's like once you're unconscious.
Did we talk about that before?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Once you're unconscious, you're going to be in somebody else's.
Consciousness.
You're going to be experiencing what somebody else is experiencing. Because that tentacle is like not working. So you're going to be like, oh, up in the floating fucking cloud. Going, let's go down to someone else's life and
come
see what they're
down.
Doing.
Wow.
So you're in a French person's life. And now you're like, you carry the information back with you because you're still attached, but you're just like, you know.
Yeah, like what if that is
reattached?
Yeah, I'm terrible at explaining things.
No, you're not.
So yeah, I don't know.
So we should probably play some of these bits of exorcism, yeah?
Yeah.
I have, I'm just going to play this.
So at one point, because they wanted to make sure they were recording all the information that the demon said, so that way they could use it to find the names, because they didn't just outright give their names. That was after, like, long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of the exorcism.
Yes. And I have a theory on why I think you have to have the demon's name. So in Christian mythology, there's a hierarchy of beings.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are above demons. So commands given to demons must be followed.
Okay.
However, I wonder if you don't have the demon's name, if the demon is able to disobey that command
yes.
under the guise that you they weren't sure that you were talking to them.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly why they say, what is your name? Like, I cast you out, said demon.
I think they touched that on Constantine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing that, like, I mean, obviously we're all aware that I work with a bunch of religious people, but there's one guy I talked to about demons and stuff like that. Yeah. And I was like, that was actually a really interesting conversation because he's a pastor. So I was like, hey, can you explain demons to me a little bit? And he went into the detail of some of the stuff. I was like, that's actually kind of cool. So
yeah, demons are cool.
Demons are cool. I don't know what this clip is. I'm kind of just raw dogging it, finding when I can. This is about 54 seconds long. So this is actual audio of that. I know
it is scary.
There's a video I found.
There's like 40 different tapes that they did.
Well, I was gonna say that I found a video. It's unedited, like just raw footage, and it's about an hour and 16 minutes long.
Yeah,
and that's probably this isn't it, but that's probably only a little bit of it. So we'll play this. I don't know what to expect.
Expect it to be in German.
Expect an ad right before it. Uh-huh.
Oh, I already got the ad queued out, so.
Nice.
You know it's okay, here we go.
Ich hab recht dazu, dass ich in dem Wald drin bin. Ich trag dir die Rotznase noch so lang, bis es dreht wird. Ist auch blöd gemein. Und es gibt kein Glück. Nee! In alle Ewigkeit!
You know, she's screaming. She's giving it 110%.
I mean, do you think that sounds like it came out of a girl? Like,
yes, it sounds like a girl.
That's obviously the guy at the end of the video. I'm going to go ahead and I don't know his name, so I'm not going to give a shit. But I'm going to read to you what's being said.
I'm pretty sure that was BuzzFeed Unsolved we were hearing there.
No, this is from Esther Marquise Elise. So this is probably someone that stole it from BuzzFeed. So So she was saying in Joyman, and I'll play it again after this.
Deutsch.
Whatever Joyman. It is. Father says, why are you at all here? And she says, she just growls. She says, I have the right to be in this woman. I will carry this brat so long until she croaks.
It's actually brought.
This dumb ass bitch screams.
So, and the reason.
For us, there is no coming back. Never. For all eternity.
Dumbass bitch screams.
So,
and allegedly, the demons, when questioned about why it was her, that her mother was cursed by one of their neighbors before she was born because she was jealous of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, I'm gonna play this clip again since it's so short.
Ich hab recht dazu, dass ich in dem Wald drin bin. Ich trag dir die Rotznase noch so lang, bis es dreht wird. Ist auch blöd gemein. Und für uns gibt's kein Glück. Nee! In alle Ewigkeit!
You know, she's
cranking her hog and... You know, and I don't think anybody else could drink their hog at that velocity and not for that age.
That is
dumb bitch
terrifying.
Screams. It is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. We'll play a little bit more here from this longer video here as we go, but
okay.
Let's get it.
Well,
dig in
I mean,
some
right now would probably be a good time to do that. I don't really have a whole lot more on the exorcisms themselves.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Let's see what this video brings us here. We'll raw dog it and get it loaded up so we don't have to play a fucking ad. Because okay, I'm explaining the ad. Hang on, this woman is she's got cats. They're in the litter box.
Oh my god.
Hang on. Not a sponsor. Okay, there's a kid jumping up and down. The cat's in the litter box again. Oh, this is an ad for a litter box that looks like a washing machine. It's the Litter Robot 4. Okay, sorry.
What?
Well, I'm gonna turn this on. We can talk as
yeah.
Annalise McKell.
Ah, no. Fuck you.
So the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose is based loosely on
very loosely
Annalise. But the audio from the movie is actual. That's the real audio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you said you loved the movie.
I didn't know that.
There's no subtitles on this one.
I know a little bit of German.
Just listen to her voice, though.
Do you think is he saying it to her?
Damn, she just had the 808 bass drop, bitch. I'm gonna put that in the dubstep song.
In like German or Latin? Because I know a lot of priests will speak in Latin.
So
or they perform rites of exorcism.
I'm pretty
Latin.
Sure she's speaking German.
Right, but is the priest?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think he's doing it in German. Now, if she was speaking Latin, though, that really wouldn't mean anything. She did really good in her Latin class at school.
Sure.
Oh,
no,
interesting.
No, I'm sure.
Like, German is, like, scary enough as it is. And then when you're going like this and talking about Satan, it's, like, scarier. Yeah.
The sad thing is that she went through this for hours. And
oh, yeah.
Hours.
Each session was usually about 4 hours long. Later on,
a lozenge.
They were reduced to two just because the demons stopped having a reaction. So they weren't responding to the exorcisms. So they were really, they're like, there's no point in holding her down for 2 hours.
Yeah. That to me is just terrifying. Can you imagine like trying to hold this person down for 4 hours?
Especially if they can crush an apple.
Yeah, it took 3 men to hold her down.
Jesus.
But they were like really small guys though.
Yeah,
they were like
she
three
was also
camel
really small. So at the end, yeah, let's go ahead and cut that. We'll,
you getting scared, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, you getting scared?
I got goosebumps. So
all right.
So once they started doing the exorcisms, she began to refuse medical treatment.
Yeah.
What kind of medical treatment would you...
Like psychiatric treatment, any kind of like doctors coming in and treating her, physical like wounds, cuts, anything like that.
Okay.
Because they're holding her down and like she's obviously resisting. So you know however they've got her restrained is leaving marks on her body.
Gotcha.
Who's marked?
Not to mention she would also just thrash.
Yeah.
And so, like, bang herself against stuff. She'd punch herself. She'd bite herself, scratch herself.
Relatable.
And, yeah, so she ended up, in the like, from all the teeth gnashing, her teeth ended up breaking.
Oh, my God,
fuck.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck.
It's one of those things, like, you, there's no way you can look at this and say, oh, she was doing it for attention and faking it. No one breaks their own fucking teeth for attention. And you're going to find out later that it gets worse than that.
Yeah, so at the end of her life, she only weighed 68 pounds.
68 pounds as a 25-year-old.
I'm trying to get down to that.
Me too.
Yeah, so Annalise stopped eating and died of malnourishment after 67 exorcisms in 1976.
That's a lot of exorcisms.
It is, considering that most of them were 4 hours long.
So what's that, 12, 18, 24, that's over 240 hours of exorcism.
It's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
It seems like to me like this, I mean, I believe in demons, I believe in spirits, but it's just like, I'm a demon. But like, what if this was just like her just being nuts and they did the wrong thing?
That's kind of the way I feel about a lot of exorcisms.
Well, I think that, I mean, she was diagnosed with epilepsy. She was diagnosed with some other mental disorders, right? Like schizophrenia,
well, so
maybe?
When they checked again on the epilepsy, they actually weren't able to find that she did have epilepsy. They went in and they had tried to get her to have a seizure, which is, I guess, something they used to do. I don't know if they still do that or not. They would try to induce
so
a seizure through different stimuli. And they weren't able to make her have a seizure. So they didn't think that she actually did have epilepsy. Originally, she was given medication that was like anticonvulsants, but it didn't work. She still would seize up and get all like stiff-armed. And
I wonder if like...
walk upside down.
what her taking like this kind of medication would create her to like have these kinds of side effects.
I don't think so, because she had them before the medication and she had them after the medication.
Okay. Also, too, I mean, like, I guess, like, a brain disorder could make you cause you to, like, yeah. act any kind of way, but, like...
Well, so they did the EKG, though, and the first one they did, it was normal. They said there was no irregularities in the brain wave patterns. The second one that they did later, they said that there were irregularities, but they weren't irregularities that aligned with any known condition.
Well, I was actually going to... I was going to say, though, like, I don't think... This seems oddly specific for... her to have some kind of brain condition. That seems like if she was going to act this way, it would take some normal thought to orchestrate this. I don't think it's just like, oh, my brain doesn't work. That's going to make me act like I'm possessed. I don't think that's,
yeah.
that's like, you know, that doesn't make sense.
But then like it switches on and off. Like she was yeah. like going True. Back to school and like taking her exams and stuff like that too. Up until her death.
Yeah.
So the parents and the priests were actually all found guilty of negligent homicide.
I knew it. I knew that was going to happen.
They were sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Oh, that's not that bad.
But I think they ended up giving everybody time served.
Yeah.
They said that they didn't want to punish the parents further because, you know, they lost their daughter. That's punishment enough.
True.
Mm-hmm. A nun...
No, please continue.
Claimed to have a vision that Annalise's body was still intact in the grave. That would be proof that there was a possession and that she had been touched by the divine when her spirit was set free. So.
Oh, just like it hadn't
decayed?
Okay. Yeah.
So, her parents had the body exhumed. And a lot of people claimed that it did not smell of decay. That it smelled of roses and incense, and that her body had physically not decayed. That they had actually, like, picked her up out of, like, she didn't have decayed remains, that she had an intact body that they were able to, like, lift out the body out by her arms.
How long, though? How long? Yeah,
good question.
I think it was months.
How long I guess it really only takes, like, a couple weeks for your body to start to decay after you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
It starts, actually, before you die.
Whenever, I mean, this is probably TMI, but whenever they, whenever my grandpa passed away, he had a heart attack. We were there when they were, you know, getting his body to say like our goodbyes and stuff. And he'd only been sitting there for like, I don't know, maybe like half a day. And he's already starting to like discolor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's, you know, that's crazy that she was in there for that long and was still in good shape.
Pristine. Yeah. Must good be, shape.
Yeah, good soil.
A good way to put it.
It's a good soil.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a thick yard.
So we think she actually was possessed.
Girl,
we
got a thick yard on you.
Maybe.
No. I think she was. I think it's legit. I was trying to put myself in the perspective of somebody who would be like a naysayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think about it from all angles, you know, it's like, what were some of the things that she said through her possession, like on the recordings? I can't remember. Wasn't there some things that were like really off the wall?
Yeah. Stupid bitch screams.
I mean, there was a lot that was said. I mean, she also
was supposed to be Hitler, right?
Yeah. A lot of arguing. So apparently during the exorcisms, there was one demon and then there were two and it was like a conversation. They were trying to like talk each other into leaving.
Whoa.
And then they're like, no, we'll stick together and both stay. And then more showed up.
That's super fucking
That's how
cool.
they got up to the six.
Okay. This is like with the whole demon possession thing. I do believe in it. I think that the Christians had a lot of this right. This is one thing that like kind of really makes me question whether Christianity, at least the basic parts of Christianity, could be true. It's stuff like this. I don't know. Like I think Christianity as a religion is bad because of the people. I don't think would necessarily be bad because of their base idea. So I don't know. This kind of makes me wonder if maybe they're right about some stuff.
But we all know that Christianity isn't like the oldest religion in the world.
No. I think. Sorry, I swallowed my spit.
He's not speaking of Christianity.
I am speaking of Christianity, but I think a lot of these organized quote unquote organized religions have the same baseline. Yeah. I think there, you know, there possibly is a God. Mm-hmm. And like Jesus could have been a real person, but like I think what fucks us all up is the Christians, not all Christians, but the majority are just fucking douches and they just think about themselves.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, but that makes me, with the whole demon possession thing, it's real, and it's a lot of it seems to be what the Christians said that it was, or like the Bible said it was.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you think that there's this divine battle of, I don't want to say good and evil, but like demons and angels? Do you think that they're just like fighting each other all the time?
I don't know. I don't know the basics of that. And I think religion, basically Christianity, was taken by us as men and turned into a tool for fear.
Yeah, I like that.
So I actually do have an answer on the angels versus demons.
Cool.
They are fighting all the time, but they only do it through Yu-Gi-Oh battles.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think I can get me some of them cards. Then,
I
dude.
Respect
what,
that.
What's their opinion on Pokemon? Are they?
It's just Yu-Gi-Oh, nope. Man.
Just Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah, okay. It's not, explains Portal on the back.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, whoa.
Yeah.
I like your thought process, Anthony. I think that was a really good thought.
Well, honestly, man, because like I feel like this is going to be, I guess this is appropriate because we are talking about demons. I did go to church for a short period of time, and I felt energized afterwards, and I think it's because it was like everybody was being positive, and it's the power of positive energy. That's what prayers are. It's
that's a real thing. Yeah.
So I think, but like, so you have people that aren't Christians that believe in quote unquote positive vibes, but I mean, that's like it, they work the same, you know? So I think they're, every religion is wrong and every religion is right in some aspects.
Yeah.
Some
so stuff. We all essentially are worshiping the same God just in our own way.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And some of that's still with me. I don't know if Christianity is real or it's not real. I'm still on the fence about it. But like some of the locations we went to where I felt like, oh shit, I started thinking about like that as like a defense, you know, and it made me feel better. Good, just because it's in my head.
Right.
But I've also not been fucked with by any of these things.
True.
Like you guys have.
I want to like kind of, not end cap, but like, I guess preface, but you are the way, you're the, how do I say this? You're the vessel in which the universe experiences itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, you are God. So, like you are creating your own existence. That's the way. So, if you think these things, if you genuinely want to be a demon, you can be a demon. Like, if you want to be a murderer, you could be a murderer. If you want to be a serial killer, you could be a serial killer. Or if you want to be like Jeff Bezos and be our Lord and Savior, then you can do that. So I don't think it's so much as which religion is right or wrong, because I think they're all focused on the same thing, which is you are reality.
No, yeah, I see that. I'm on the fence about that kind of idea,
mm-hmm.
and that there actually is like one being, whether that one being is all of us experiencing ourselves at the same time,
right?
Or there is some kind of like creator. But I did see something interesting. This will be the last bit of Christianity, religious stuff okay. that I've seen. So there was this guy who was talking about, he was like, "There's take these two scenarios." He was like, there's a guy, God comes down to earth, and there's this guy, and he's like, "Well, why did you make it so hot all the time? Why are there, you know," I think he said, "why are there ants biting my ass? Why, you know, why is this and that?" And he said, you take scenario B, and it's a guy that's saying, "Man, it's, you know, I'm so grateful for all the warm weather. You know, there's ants that are biting us, but it's really cool because ants are cool." You know, and the guy was being nice. But like, so he's like, put yourself in that position. If you were God, who would you want to hang out with? Would you want to hang out with the guy that bitches and moans all the time? Or would you want to hang out with the person? So it's like, it's kind of like you kind of get that, the positive vibes when you put yourself in that space. You know what I'm saying? So people that like would want the attention of the universe or would want the attention of God, however you see it, are going to get that.
That's the dichotomy. It's the yin and the yang. It's
exactly
the night and the day. It's
Yeah.
I love that. Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was really eye opening. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get a fucking cross tattoo on my fucking, the other side of my neck and be real cheesy.
I just don't think it necessarily is always in the sense of like God, the way that everybody thinks of it is, you know, like I believe that there is like something. I just don't think it's the traditional version like that most people believe.
One creator seems kind of insane.
Yeah.
The effervescence and flow of creation and destruction, life and death, I think makes more sense than just like one big old dude who's like, yep, and there's a planet. We're going to put a bunch of sick children on that one.
I just don't think that there is anything that says, you know, let's have people be hurt and injured and all of these things. I think that that's completely, if I don't know, it just feels weird to say that.
So this is, on the other hand, too, it's like this religious guy I used to work with said, he was talking about like the Big Bang Theory and just stuff in general.
I love that
show. He was like, well, he's like, it's impossible. He said, you can't take a tornado and have a tornado spin down and have it drop pieces down and make a Ford truck and just all the pieces fall down just together and it makes a truck. He said, that's impossible. I said, it is impossible, but I said, not with enough time. I said, the universe is infinite. So I said, for the Big Bang to happen and put everything together just right so we can have life, I said, nothing is really impossible if you have infinite time.
It's not impossible. It's improbable.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes life absolutely beautiful. I think that's what makes human beings absolutely beautiful, because we're fucking miracles. We're walking improbabilities.
Yeah.
And we get to fucking walk around and fucking jerk off to German porn.
But on the other hand, though, too, even if the universe just does represent absence of it's just nothing, something had to get into the universe somehow.
Right.
So hence the creator theory. But who created the creator?
Exactly.
I don't think we can comprehend it. I don't think we're supposed to.
No, we're not supposed to.
No.
That's what makes life beautiful.
Yeah. So everybody's right and everybody's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what I was trying
I'm gonna buy a cross necklace and bring it to the next ghost investigation and see if I piss them off.
Okay.
The last investigation where I had that pack, I want to experiment with stuff and see what works.
Getting back to the topic, I'm sorry. Were you gonna say something cool?
I was just saying, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just think that this case in particular makes you think about the afterlife, and it makes you think about good versus evil and all of these things. And in this particular situation, did she actually have some type of mental illness that we didn't know about, or some type of brain injury or something that we didn't know about? Or was she truly possessed by demons?
I think, who knows?
I think it's up to you to decide.
I think as far as the brain goes, I think we have evidence that shows that nothing was wrong with her fucking head.
Right. Yeah. But the testing that we have today could have showed something completely different than what we had back then.
That's true.
True.
And that's why I'm saying, like, you can't say one versus the other. But I also do believe that there is a possibility that she could have been possessed.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta listen to it. It's scary.
It is
very, very scary. And the inflections in her voice, like, there are so many different things that happen.
Inflections means that it doesn't flux. Fluctuation means that it does
flux. We're just talking about the part where she talks monotone.
Anyway.
I am a demon.
I am a demon.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think she was possessed. That's what makes the most logical sense.
I need some Twizzlers now.
Twizzlers? What about Jennifer Carpenter, though?
Who?
The actress who plays Emily Rose.
Oh, really?
Also Deb from Dexter.
That's my cousin.
What?
That's my cousin.
For real?
Yeah.
God, she's so fucking hot, lying. Dude. She is so fucking hot.
If it was Crystal's cousin, we would have had her on the podcast today.
Yeah, I would. Even as Emily Rose, watching her bend over backwards, no.
I don't think that's really appropriate.
Yeah, well, it's my podcast, too. So.
Your wife just typed something in the chat, came on, it just says, divorce, ?
We both know that that's not in the cards. We said till death do its part.
Yeah. So that was a clause. It was like
it's just a race to see who kills the other one first.
Okay, like so hit that button then.
Which button? Did you write your stuff yet there? You know what's funny? Your light for your socials on the Roadcaster is the exact light, the shade as the light that's on you in Twitch right now. If you haven't seen our Twitch, check our Twitch.
Roadcasters? What the fuck is that? Oh, gotcha. We know that time is the only actual resource that you have in this world, so we appreciate you spending it with us. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. We read funny reviews on upcoming episodes. Thanks for the 5 stars on Spotify as well. Please like, follow, download, share, and subscribe. We're also on the Insta at Monster Mashers Pod. Email us at monstermashersrule@gmail.com. Join us live on twitch.tv/monstermashersPod. We love to hear from you guys. We want to shout you out. So connect with us on any platform. Best thing you can do, though, is talk about us to Ethan Hawke. I've never seen a movie that he's in, but I'm sure he's a real person.
I love you.
Brother Ethan named Tony.
Just a real go-getter.
Is he a guy? I've never seen him. What movie?
Who, Tony?
Ethan Hawke.
Oh, Tony?
Tony Hawk.
So we actually do have a new review on Apple Podcasts because Spotify's still behind in fucking times.
What's up?
This is funny. Okay. I'm gonna read the review. Hang on.
It'd be funny if you didn't read it.
I'm gonna read the review, and I want you to guess who this is from.
Oh, okay.
Dude, this show goes dummy hard, always entertaining.
Tony Hawk.
Is it a man, the tan man?
Nope. Ah! It's from our fucking mom. Why did she say this goes dummy hard? I've not heard that since Dennis. Remember when Dennis and fucking Dominic used to say that shit all the time?
This show goes dummy hard.
This was like some like teenage lingo from...
I'm readopting it. I'm going to say things that are dummy hard.
I was like, what the fuck? Why did she say it like that? It's funny. Maybe she was trying to be funny. It works. So that's from Angie Huey 8. Thank you, Angie Huey 8, a.k.a. Mom. For the review.
Thanks, Mom.
She's always got our back. We appreciate it.
Also, dibs.
That is a funny review, though. That I laughed. So she did a good job.
Dormy whore.
Spotify, if you're fucking listening, just let them write stuff.
And we know you are.
That's our main base. No one cares about Apple Podcasting. Actually, well.
I forgot it existed.
We got quite a few listeners, so keep listening wherever you listen. But
Yeah.
Keep
mashing on that. Okay. Apple Podcast.
Yeah, like if you got a coconut that's magic and only plays our podcast. Keep listening there.
That's it's that easy.
Also, too, hit us with those 5-star reviews. I know we ask all the time. I know we got more listeners than we do reviews. So don't do it while you're driving,
right?
Because that's bad. But well, give us a 5-star review if you want.
It takes like 2 minutes.
And if Patreon.
And if you're the coconut guy and you don't know how to leave a 5-star review from your coconut, well, what you got to do is you got to listen to the first 5 minutes of every episode, and you got to listen to them in order. And that will give you the instructions on how to leave the 5-star review on your magic coconut.
Yeah. Also, we have a Patreon if you would like to go the extra mile. Patreon.com/TheMonsterMashers. You'd be like, cool like Frank.
That's where the real stuff is. That's where you like get to hang out with the crew.
We got a couple people
there.
That's
where I get Twizzlers.
We got a couple people there that are like been strong since the beginning. So shout out to you guys. Also, We're going to start doing more content on there. We've been a little lax on there because of the holidays, so we're going to get back into the rotation probably starting next week. We're going to record another episode for you guys. We're going to be more interactive on that.
Speaking of Patreon subscribers, did I send you a picture of what? Francesco?
Yeah, I was going to say, bring it up.
Holy fuck. So we're at the Blackfoot County Jail. We stayed up till like 6 a.m. He sent me a birthday gift that I got last Monday, and it was this, I gotta bring up the picture, but it was this 88 proof vodka, and which is crazy because that's the year that I was born. And it was just this, where's the picture? Do we have the picture here? We'll find it. I'll post it on the Instagram. But yeah. He's the sweetest fucking man I've ever met.
Dude, Frank
aside
is,
from Chris.
Frank is awesome, and it's crazy that like, you know, we've met somebody like that through doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's also going to be back. I think his crew may be with us. I believe they're going to be at the next investigation we do. But cool. At least Frank will be back.
He's got a great crew.
I want to meet him. I really do. They seem like cool people.
It was Harridan handcrafted vodka, twice distilled, organic corn vodka. fucking delicious.
He knows you like organic corn, man.
Yeah. I'm a corn star.
That's your favorite Mega Man villain, organic corn man.
Well, thanks for listening, you sweeties.
We got to get this girl some Twizzlers. She's freaking out.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to pee my pants.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Love you. Keep mashing, 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 mashing.